From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Saturday that Israel and Jordan had agreed on specific steps to help reduce violence and spiraling unrest between Israelis and Palestinians. This includes video monitoring at Jerusalem's most sacred site, known to Jews as the Temple Mount and to Muslims as Haram al-Sharif. Secretary Kerry in Amman, Jordan.
Israel will continue to enforce its longstanding policy on religious worship. Religious worship at the Temple Mount, Haram al-Sharif, including the fundamental fact that it is Muslims who pray on the Temple Mount, Haram al-Sharif, and non-Muslims who visit.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that he welcomes cooperation to secure the area.
Israel believes that those who visit or worship on the Temple Mount must be allowed to do so in peace, free from violence, from threats, from intimidation, and from provocations. We will continue to ensure access to the Temple Mount for peaceful worshipers and visitors while maintaining public order and security. We welcome increased coordination between the Israeli authorities and the Jordanian Waqf, including to ensure that visitors and worshipers demonstrate restraint and respect for the sanctity of the area.
The Jordanian foreign minister said the issues are complex, but that the parties involved could overcome what may be perceived as insurmountable difficulties. While talks to quell the unrest are underway, the broader talks aimed at establishing a Palestinian state alongside Israel do remain stalled. Reporting from Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Moscow wants Syria to prepare for parliamentary and presidential elections, and he indicated that his government will take firm action to move that process forward. Speaking on Russian state television Saturday, Lavrov said the Kremlin is intensifying its drive to convert its increased clout with Damascus into a political settlement. Reacting to Lavrov's statement, the Free Syrian Army rebels said that Russia must stop bombing them before talking about helping them. Tanzanians head to the polls on Sunday, and voters will determine whether to keep the ruling CCM party in power or if they will instead choose the opposition party Kadima. As VOA's Jill Craig reports, the party that appeals to Tanzania's youth might have an advantage.
Tanzania's Minister of Works, John Magufuli, is the presidential candidate for longtime ruling party CCM. Opposition party Chadema selected former Prime Minister Edward Lowassa as its candidate. In Tanzania, the opposition has waited a long time for its chance at the presidency. In the past four elections since the country's return to multi-party politics in 1992, CCM has always prevailed. According to the World Bank, Tanzania's population between the ages of 14 and 25 years old almost doubled in 20 years. It is expected to increase to 11 million by 2020, numbers that should be of great interest to Tanzania's politicians, regardless of political party. Jill Craig, VOA News, Dar es Salaam.
Pope Francis appeared Saturday to criticize ultra-conservatives after bishops ended a three-week gathering that softened the church's doctrine on divorcees but maintained its strict line towards homosexuals. The 94-article document indicated that the assembly had decided to avoid overtly controversial language and seek consensus, this in order to avoid deadlock on the most sensitive of topics, leaving it up to the Pope to deal with the details. The Pope said church leaders should confront difficult issues, quote, fearlessly, without burying our heads in the sand. Four women suicide bombers blew themselves up near the Nigerian city of Maiduguri on Saturday. This after security guards challenged them and tried to carry out a search. Nigerian authorities said a fifth person was also killed and 10 others wounded by the blasts, which appeared to be the latest in a string of attacks by Boko Haram. In Bangladesh, the Islamic State militant group has claimed responsibility for a series of blasts Saturday at a religious procession attended by thousands of Shiite Muslims in the capital. One boy was killed and dozens of others wounded during the attack in Dhaka, where worshippers were gathered to mark the annual festival of Ashura. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.